إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, yesterday we had a meeting of the LEC participants in Muscat, and mashallah, very nice to meet all of them. I think this is incidentally a practice that can probably be done wherever we have done LECs, which is to have periodic meetings of the participants and monitor and see how we are doing with regard to bringing about life changes as a result of the LECs. So this will inshallah result in creating support groups in different countries where you can talk about how you are able to implement what you learned, how you are able to implement whatever you had decided to change in your lives. So I thought, let me share this as a thought. Also, some of the things we discussed. One of the things we said was that, we said, what are the parameters that we should monitor? So I said, one is ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second one is khushu' in our salah. Third is the power in our dua. How accepted is my dua? And we'll talk about more inshallah tomorrow and so on. Now, how do you monitor this? How do you monitor ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The way to monitor ta'alluq with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to focus on the ayat of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, where he mentioned the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the issue of ittiba of sunnah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحِبُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to them, to those who claim to love Allah, make my ittiba. And then Allah will love you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Ghafur Rahim, the most forgiving, the most merciful. Now, therefore, it's very important for us to focus on the implementation and the ittiba of the sunnah. If you want to monitor your ta'alluq with Allah, you must look at how much of the sunnah you are implementing in your life. Because the implementation of the sunnah is an indicator of love of Allah. The implementation of the ittiba of the sunnah, the ittiba of the sunnah, not only ita'at of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but the ittiba of the sunnah is an indicator of our ta'alluq with Allah. You cannot have ta'alluq with Allah if you are not implementing the sunnah in your life. It's as simple as that. Second issue of khushu' in salah, I think that is something which we know how to monitor, looking at the concentration in salah, looking at how connected we feel with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at how our salah is free inshallah from wasawis of shaitan, from the mind wandering off here and there. And this comes from practice, constant practice and consciousness in terms of salah. The third one, which is acceptance of dua. So we said, well, how do we know whether dua is accepted? And I believe that the way to know if dua is accepted is to see the condition of your heart after you make the dua. Because with duas we know that some duas are accepted and we can see the result in this world. Other duas are accepted also, but the result is not visible in the world, not visible to us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sometimes brings about the dua and accepts it in his own time frame. In other cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps the dua with him, where when the person meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he is given this dua to ask whatever he wants, as I mentioned earlier in some of the Fajr reminders with respect to dua. So how do we know whether our duas has been accepted? What is the power of that? And I believe the way to do that is after you make your dua, see the condition of your heart and say, if you're feeling after making the dua, if you are feeling at peace, tranquil, your heart is completely peaceful, alhamdulillah, I made the dua and I am content. If that is the case, then insha'Allah al-musta'an, the dua has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we can we can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. If you feel that, if you start thinking that, you know, if the dua is not accepted, if the dua is not has no power in it, then you will find the your heart is still full of doubts and it's full of stress and so on. So I think that's one of the indicators of the acceptance of dua. So these are three things. What is the with regard to connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, monitoring yourself to say what is the increase in ittiba of the sunnah in my life, what am I doing more which is in keeping with the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with khushu of salah, of course, looking at the consciousness in the salah, and with dua, focusing on the heart to say, is my heart content? Is my heart at peace? Very important, therefore, to be able to focus on the heart, to be able to know what is happening in the heart, to be connected with ourselves, to be connected with our own heart, because that is our connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah to make this easy for us and to enable us to practice whatever we learn and to benefit from this practice.